Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
One of the many local spaces we celebrate and call our own as Western New Yorkers. I am Deputy County Executive Lisa Shimera, and I am honored to be standing before you this afternoon. As DCE, I've been involved with many of the projects and initiatives you'll hear about shortly. Programs that are having a tremendous positive impact on the lives of our Erie County residents. It has been a humbling and a fulfilling experience. Thank you, County Executive Poloncarz. Really, I am so appreciative of this outstanding opportunity. We are truly working every day to leave Erie County in better shape for our future. You'll hear a lot more about the progress we are making. In my few moments here before you, I would first like to offer some thanks. First of all, thank you to our commissioners and department heads, the people who lead our work. You are dynamic, you are innovative, and critical to our team. Your leadership helps to set us above all other counties in New York State. We are proud to work alongside you, and we are proud of the work you do each and every day. Thank you. Let me also express our great appreciation to our entire Erie County workforce. Each day, you show up to our work sites across Erie County, dedicated to making a difference. And you are doing just that. Thank you. I would also like to thank the many partners we have been privileged to work with. The women and men who volunteer for committees, who strengthen our working groups, and who work tirelessly on issues that affect our community. Many of you are here today, and many more are here in spirit as well. It's with your help, your resolve, your ideas, and your commitment that we succeed. Your energy powers positive change in Erie County, and the results are all around us. In times of hardship, we come together to weather the storm, and in times of prosperity, we join hands to lift all. Through the bad and the good, we can count on each other. It's the power of the people. People interested in and acting to promote the best interests of our community. That is the true power of Erie County. Again, thank you, partners. Your work matters. Together, we are building a better, stronger, more resilient, and connected Erie County. Together, we are creating a better place to live, a better place to work, and a better place to play for our children and our grandchildren. Thank you. At this time, won't you please welcome me in joining Father Paul Seil for today's invocation.
Good afternoon, everyone. I said good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
I try never to cut into a funeral, a line at a wake. And I try never to go to the front of the line because the priests, sometimes they try to do that. And I try never to leave an event before it's over. Unfortunately, I found out since I made this commitment that Bishop Fisher, the Roman Catholic Bishop of Buffalo, is going to be at my ministry tonight at the UB Newman Center North Campus for our weekly student dinner of about 200. So we're going to be praying together, but please pray for me. Please. And using that excuse tonight, I know I can't use that same excuse on May 1st when the mayor gives his State of the City address, so you can only use it once in a while. So, but seriously, one of the things that I've learned at the University at Buffalo North Campus as a campus minister there is the depth and the breadth of the brain power and the enthusiasm, not only of the youth, but of people who have been very well experienced in education and in life. And looking in this room today, we're very blessed to have people of great experience and breadth and life. And the two young girls from the Girl Scouts who will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance in just a few moments. So we pray. And you know, even prayer can be divisive, unfortunately, because we all believe somewhat different things, or we have different faith, or we have a faith that is not a regular faith, or whatever. So I'm going to do my best, is what I'm saying. Also, I do want to mention that it is Child Abuse Prevention Month. And as you sadly know, especially we in the Catholic Church, but in other institutions as well, have had a clarion wake-up call that we must be protectors of the children, but you too are called to protect the children. And so, loving God, we pray that our government leaders and all of those in this room may turn to your guidance and your spirit of love. We ask you to help us to protect all the children of the family, those who are food insecure, those who are homeless or helpless. Help us to always look after the children who have no voice to speak for themselves, as well as others in that same situation, whether young or old. Help us to use the brain power that is in this community to continue to grow and progress the progress of our people in faith and hope and love. A prayer that has become rather common in a situation such as this is a prayer that I offer today, sometimes referred to as the prayer of St. Francis. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there's hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Could you say amen? Amen. Amen. Thank you. And thanks to Karen Gambino, the signer, too. Thank you. Oh, I'm taking your thing.
Yeah. Thank you, Father Sile. Words we should all hold dear. Now, please stand and welcome the Girl Scouts of Troop 30413 for the Pledge of Allegiance. What an amazing job. Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great honor to introduce our host here at the Buffalo AKG Art Museum for his remarks. Please extend a warm welcome to Buffalo AKG Art Museum Peggy Pierce Elvin Director Yane Seren.
Good afternoon, dear friends. Thank you so much all for joining us today in the Stanford and Judith Lipsey Auditorium, renovated as every other part of this campus has been. I want to begin by saying a few words about the place where we are gathered today. The Buffalo AKG Art Museum acknowledges the land on which our campus resides as the traditional home of the Seneca Onondaga. We honor the Native American members of our community who continue to bear the burden of a history of displacement as they live nearby and among us. We are grateful to live, work, and learn on this land. So about the weather. This week, it has not been particularly spring-like, but fortunately, in the presence of our county executive Mark Poloncarz and the Erie County legislator and all the people who work at and for Erie County, the sun always shines. I mean that. Without the work you do every day, Erie County and its citizens could not thrive. We appreciate all your efforts, and even as we face a multitude of challenges in our daily lives, I encourage all of us to remind ourselves of all the good things that we enjoy because of the hardworking people of Erie County. You are exceptional, and we are grateful. On behalf of the Buffalo AKG Art Museum, it brings us great joy to welcome you to our new museum campus for the 2024 State of County Address. The Buffalo AKG Art Museum, as we know it today, after a $230 million capital campaign, would not exist without the incredible, steadfast support of Erie County, County Executive Mark Poloncarz, and the Erie County legislator. Like many of our peer cultural organizations, we are proud recipients of Erie County cultural funding. This allocation provides the critical, unrestricted operating support that is so deeply valued by museums, theaters, art spaces, and hubs of creativity throughout our community. The annual commitment of the county executive and the legislator to this funding demonstrates their profound understanding, your profound understanding, of the value of the cultural sector as an indispensable element of a healthy and diverse community. Culture, through its various manifestations, uplifts people. It provides new perspectives. It inspires fresh patterns of thought and stimulates the imagination. Art and culture bring a sense of wonder to our lives. Art and culture tell us who we are, where we come from, and where we might be going. For years, the county's support has enabled us to present the Erie County Free Week, or play break, as we now call it, a week of free admission for all Erie County residents. Just a few weeks ago, Play Break welcomed nearly 10,000 visitors, a record-breaking success for the museum. Prior to our construction project, our annual visitation stood at approximately 120,000 to 135,000 visitors a year. Since the opening of the Buffalo AKG last June, more than 230,000 individuals have visited the museum and enjoyed this world-class institution. At the same time as we were engaged in construction, the University at Buffalo Regional Institute conducted an economic impact study of this museum, with a projection of about 205,000 visitors a year, UBRI estimated that the museum's economic impact in Erie County would increase by nearly 50% to a total of $47 million annually. After only 10 months of operations, we have exceeded that target. The fact of the matter is that cultural organizations are also major economic drivers. We are not just non-profit institutions. We are employers, we are tourism anchors, and we are stewards of the cultural legacy of Western New York. County Executive Mark Poloncarz has understood and embraced the economic and social importance of arts and culture to a vibrant community. He and his administration have been profoundly committed champions of the Buffalo AKG and each of the extraordinary cultural organizations that makes Erie County such a dynamic and exciting place to live and work and to raise families. Their leadership and vision is the reason our wildly successful public art initiative exists. To date, during the past 10 years, our dynamic public art team of just 3 staff members has realized more than 60 projects across Western New York. In fact, through the AKG's Public Art Initiative, Western New York and the City of Buffalo have become a national role model for innovative public-private partnerships. Thank you, Erie County and the City of Buffalo, for your leadership and vision in this regard. You are setting an example for the rest of the nation. On behalf of the Buffalo AKG, thank you, County Executive Poloncarz and the Erie County Legislature, for everything. As some of you may know, Mark gave his first ever State of the County address in this very auditorium. County Executive Poloncarz, we are so excited to welcome you back. Please join me in welcoming County Executive Mark Poloncarz.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you. Thank you. Good afternoon. Okay, good afternoon. And thank you for joining me today as I provide a report card on the condition of our county. I am proud to report that the state of Erie County is strong and getting stronger with each passing day. Before I explain why, though, I want to thank a few people for today's event. First, thanks to Father Paul Seil for your invocation today. Father Paul has served not only the church, but also our first responder community as a chaplain during its time of need, and I thank him for the leadership he has shown. Thank you also to my friend Yanni Seren and the entire AKG Art Museum family for hosting us here today. Erie County is so proud to have played a small part in creating the new AKG, truly one of the shining jewels of Erie County. Thank you, Yanni, and your team. I want to thank the Girl Scouts from Troop 30413, the daughters of our very own Commissioner of Senior Services, Angela Marinucci, for leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you, young ladies. Thank you to the elected officials gathered here today, my partners in county government, including our chairwoman, April Baskin. It's her birthday. Happy birthday. To Mayor Brown and all the other members of the elected officials here today, thank you for serving the people of our community. Thanks also to Karen Gambino from Deaf Access Services for providing the American Sign Language translation this afternoon. And finally, thank you to the people of Erie County for believing in our administration's vision for our community and sending us back for a historic fourth term. Thank you. It's an honor to be here before you today, serving as your county executive. Since my administration's first day, our goal has been to create the best community we can be and to leave the county in better shape than when we started. Not by just providing essential services, but improving everyone's quality of life. By supporting parks, small businesses, to accessible health care and more, I know we are building a better Erie County every day. The proof is in the pudding. Erie County is an economic powerhouse with a gross domestic product of $74 billion. That is larger than the GDP for seven states: Alaska, Vermont, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, and Rhode Island. It is also larger than the GDP of Fiji, Lebanon, Iceland, Serbia, Slovenia, Costa Rica, and many other nations. Unemployment is at historic lows, and our workforce and economic development teams are placing county residents into all types of available jobs. Our property tax rate is at the lowest it has ever been and is the lowest of all Western New York counties. Our county's credit card, its debt load, has been reduced by half since I took office, and our credit rating is the best it has ever been. In the last census, we saw that Erie County's population is rising and our family and business-friendly reputation grows. We've dramatically improved our parks, libraries, and senior centers to welcome more visitors with new programs and services. We've assisted the educational, business, and cultural communities overcome challenges and thrive for all county residents. As I will explain, we are not done yet. We will continue this vital work to create the best Erie County possible. For example, during last year's State of the County, we announced multiple ambitious initiatives to better the community. The Erie County Ambulance Service is now up and running and making a life-saving difference in rural areas of the county. Covering an initial 8 towns with broad support in southern Erie County, the service has just been expanded into Elma and Marilla. My administration's number one priority has always been protecting and promoting the health and safety of Erie County's residents. Our ambulance service forms a strong safety net for rural county residents, ready and able to respond when other agencies cannot or will not. I thank the men and women working every day to protect our residents' health. Thank you all. We have begun work on a comprehensive buildings and operational needs assessment for Erie County's correctional system, including the holding center and correctional facility. The study will evaluate the needs of the community, as well as the feasibility and cost of renovating each location into two separate and improved facilities, or merging services to one existing renovated facility, or constructing a brand new one. Some of the nation's foremost experts on correctional systems are currently reviewing what is needed for Erie County. They will determine, at a high level, the ideal facility and programming for Erie County that will meet modern best practices and provide resources to promote a safe and productive work environment for our employees while protecting the physical and mental health of those in custody. Additionally, improved correctional facilities will help inmates and detainees reenter the community upon release. I thank Sheriff John Garcia, his Sheriff's Office team, and our Erie County Department of Environment Planning, led by Commissioner Dan Castle, for their work in moving this critical initiative forward. Thank you all. Affordable housing is fundamental to the well-being and prosperity of any community, serving as a cornerstone of economic stability, social equity, and overall quality of life. It remains a significant concern here in Erie County, as it does across the United States. That's why last year I announced we would invest more than $25 million to create safe, quality housing, the largest single-year investment by the county ever in our community's housing stock. I am proud to say, today, we are partnering with the City of Buffalo, the Town of Cheektowaga, and the Land Bank to identify sites and lay the foundation needed to construct many affordable single-family homes. Additionally, I'm very proud to announce that we have approved county grants of $500,000 each to 10 affordable housing multi-unit projects across the county. These projects will create 630 new affordable housing units. Let me repeat that, 630 new affordable housing units. This will ease the strain on our already tight housing market. Access to safe, decent, and affordable housing is a basic human need that impacts every aspect of an individual's life and is a crucial building block of our Live Well Erie efforts. I thank Mayor Byron Brown, Supervisor Brian Nowak from Cheektowaga, Jocelyn Gordon and her team at the Land Bank, and our many community partners for working with our environment and planning team on an issue that affects the entire county. Thank you all. As the old saying goes, the best time to fix the roof is when the sun is shining. We are doing just that when considering preparations for the next major winter storm that will inevitably hit our area. We are undoubtedly seeing increasingly stronger storms than we did in our youth, storms that are far more severe and drop many feet of snow. Climatologists predict that these severe storms will only grow in number. We can't stop them, and we can't stick our heads in the snow and hope they disappear. After experiencing the Christmas blizzard of 2022, which was preceded by a 7-foot snowstorm 3 weeks earlier, last year I announced we would invest more than $5 million in 10 new high lifts, new snowplows, snowmobiles, heavy-duty road blowers, and other snow-fighting equipment. Nearly all the equipment was purchased and ready to go this winter, a common-sense step to enhance community resilience and preparedness for future winter weather events. While this past winter was milder, we are ready for the next big snowstorm. Our smooth response to the back-to-back major snowstorms this January showed that our improved equipment and tactics are making a difference. And it wasn't just Erie County that was prepared. Thanks to a Live Well Erie partnership with the United Way of Buffalo and Erie County, we distributed more than 5,000 winter emergency kits to county residents and hosted dozens of trainings on winter safety and survival. We also created a $5 million winter storm fund to allow for a quicker response when weather emergencies strike. By setting aside funds earmarked explicitly for major winter storm-related expenses, we can ensure that the financial resources needed for rapid response are readily available. Dealing with the complexities of winter storms requires coordinating tremendous efforts countywide, getting resources where they are needed as quickly as possible, and having essential personnel in place to address an ongoing event. I thank our county team and all of our partners in the community for the work that you do to keep us safe during difficult times. Thank you all. Investments in wastewater treatment facilities, such as the Southtown's Advanced Wastewater Treatment Plant, are essential for creating a cleaner Erie County in the long term by safeguarding public health and protecting our most valuable and irreplaceable natural asset, Lake Erie. We are renovating it with the $50 million project that is just the first step of a multi-phase $200 million plus effort to modernize the nearly 50-year-old facility, thereby strengthening it for the future. This project was named the 2023 Environmental Project of the Year by the Western New York Chapter of the American Public Works Association. Further proof of my administration's goal of leaving Erie County better than when we came into office. Congratulations to all involved in designing this state-of-the-art, award-winning project. Congratulations and thank you. Promoting mental health and awareness and giving our residents the tools they need to access mental health resources is of paramount importance, especially for school-age children. That's why last year, our Department of Health and partners released the ErIePath app. This free app connects individuals, parents, and caregivers with mental health and behavioral resources for their school-age children or themselves. We knew the app was needed, but did not know how much it was until we saw the statistics of use. Since last fall, more than 98,000 individual users have accessed it. That's more than 10% of the entire county population, with 8.5 million hits. Think about that for a moment. In less than a year, nearly 100,000 individual users have accessed the ErIePath app. This just proves our investment in designing the app and providing the critical information contained therein was well worth it. Thanks to the Deputy County Executive Lisa Shimera, our Mental Health Commissioner Mark O'Brien, and our education partners for working together on this to help students and families. Because of the work of our great team, every single one of the six initiatives I just talked about and announced last year at the State of the County have been completed or are underway today. Thank you all for your good work. While we've made a lot of progress on our 2023 initiatives, other projects from recent years are also creating a better connected Erie County, a stronger business climate, and an improved quality of life that is growing our county's population. Here's a snapshot of that progress. The countywide ErieNet Open Access Network is here. Construction is underway, and eventually more than 400 miles of fiber and broadband infrastructure will be installed in the county's underserved areas. Building broadband access is not just a matter of convenience. It is essential to bridging the digital divide and fostering equitable opportunities for all. By extending broadband infrastructure to underserved areas, we empower residents with the tools they need to thrive in the digital age. From the drawing board to reality, ErieNet is another way to build a better Erie County for the future. I thank ErieNet Executive Director Melissa Hartman, Chairman of the Board of Directors Thomas Baines, the ErieNet Board for guiding this project forward, and President Joe Biden for funding this critical $34 million project through the American Rescue Plan. Thank you all. Construction on one of the most anticipated projects in county history, the new Buffalo Bills Stadium, is well underway and ahead of schedule, thanks to our mild winter. Structural steel is being installed today, and soon we will be able to make out the new home of the Bills as it rises at the corner of Abbott and Southwestern. Furthermore, we are currently exceeding the 15% minority business enterprise participation goals, as well as the local minority women and apprenticeship workforce requirements contained in the construction agreements. For generations, the Bills have served as a source of pride, unity, and community spirit. As we prepare for the stadium to open for the 2026 NFL season, it's important to remember that Erie County will be out of the football business when the new stadium opens. The county's $250 million investment in the project signifies our final direct expense for football in the Erie County budget. Any cost overruns for construction will be borne by the Bills. When the stadium is completed, ownership will transfer to New York State, who will maintain and service it for the life of the lease. That means our county residents will no longer incur new annual football-related costs, which this year alone total $7.5 million. However, our residents will enjoy plenty of football at One Bills Drive for the next 30 years. I thank Frank Jones, Jeremy Toth, the Law Department staff, DPW Commissioner Bill Geary, former EEO Director James Blackwell, and the many other team members who collaborated on this deal to make it a reality, and we are seeing it to completion. And I also thank my legislative partners, including Chair April Baskin, Majority Leader Tim Myers, and Minority Leader John Mills, who joined me in negotiating the strongest and most valuable community benefits agreement ever entered into by an NFL team. Let me repeat that. The strongest and most beneficial agreement ever entered into by an NFL team. Thank you all. You'll recall when I took office, arts and cultural organizations were begging for crumbs from the prior administration, which devalued them as essential parts of our local economy. Today, we have strengthened our arts and cultural organizations in many ways, including with a $14 million in cultural capital grants to help the organizations you'll see on the screen grow for the future. Providing capital project funding to arts organizations is not just an investment in culture, it is investment in the vitality and vibrancy of our communities. Organizations ranging from the Colors Musicians Club, the Hispanic Heritage Cultural Institute, to the North Park Theater, the Penn Dixie Archaeological Site, and so many more are benefiting from this funding. In addition, as noted by Mr. Soren, unlike most other counties, we provide millions of dollars annually in operating grants for cultural organizations. Arts organizations serve as a hub of creativity and expression, enriching the cultural landscape and enhancing the quality of lives for residents. These investments contribute to local economic growth by attracting visitors, generating tourism revenue, and creating jobs in related industries. Thank you to my partners in the legislature for supporting these incredible organizations in improving everyone's quality of life. Thank you all. We continue to help children's working family and seniors live and thrive with our Live Well Erie initiative. Since its inception in 2019, Live Well Erie has partnered with more than 150 community organizations spanning every corner of the county. Within the children's work group, the Live Well Erie team is now implementing the countywide deployment of the Ages and Stages questionnaire. This tool helps to identify social, emotional, and developmental delays in young children, facilitating the connection of families with available services to address such delays at earlier ages. Elsewhere, Live Well Erie is an important partner in the SMART Collaborative to enhance mental health services for students by dismantling barriers to ensure equitable access to mental health resources countywide. It is all part of our effort to give children a chance to reach their full potential. Thank you to every one of our community partners and our partners in the education field who are involved in this very important work. Thank you all. Sadly, while we are offering more health care options for our citizens, following the Dobbs decision, states across the nation are restricting a woman's choice, preventing them from seeking an abortion even when their life is at risk. I am proud to live in New York, a state where we respect a woman's right to choose, and equally proud that a Department of Health's Family Planning Clinic on William Street counsels and assists women in making the right choice for them. It's their choice, not anyone else's, and we will stand with them no matter their decision, just like any caring, compassionate community should. Thank you. Thank you. It's one of the lesser known services offered by Erie County, but it's an important service that we will continue to do regardless of what others do nationwide. Thank you to Dr. Gail Burstein and her team at the Family Planning Clinic for your essential work. Thank you all. Some of the same states that are restricting a woman's right to choose are denying the existence of climate change. We know all too well the impact climate change has had on our region with what used to be once every century storms that occur almost annually. That's why we are working to make Erie County more climate resilient while reducing our carbon footprint. Just last month, we unveiled the county's Community Climate Action Plan, which will strengthen local climate planning efforts and help immensely in obtaining grants and potential funding to advance these efforts. This plan serves as a roadmap for reducing greenhouse gas emissions, enhancing resilience to climate impacts, and transitioning towards a more sustainable future. Because of the plan, Erie County just secured a $5.2 million U.S. Department of Agriculture Community Forestry grant, which will power a five-year project to create climate benefits by increasing the tree canopy in disadvantaged communities countywide. Many partners in these efforts, as well as community organizations, are as committed as we are to healthy and green Erie County for the future. I thank them for joining us and getting it done. And I also want to thank Deputy Commissioner Bonnie Lawrence from the Department of Environment and Planning for her leadership in seeing this award-winning plan through to completion. Thank you all. Because of the work that went into enacting this plan, many more grants and opportunities will be coming to Erie County in future years. We are continuing to make our parks and park play spaces more accessible and inclusive, as we have invested millions of dollars in inclusive playground facilities at all of our heritage parks and are currently completing the construction of one such playground in Tote Path Park in Black Rock, the first truly inclusive playground to be built in the city of Buffalo. These new play venues are loved by children as well as their parents of all abilities and are tremendous additions to our parks. Inclusive playgrounds foster empathy, understanding, and acceptance among children from an early age, laying the groundwork for a more compassionate and equitable society. We are proud to bring more of them to Erie County's parks. Thank you to the legislature for approving these and our team in the Parks Department. In the downtown core, the Buffalo Convention Center is enjoying new life in business following a $6 million investment that has brought new light to the business district. A striking new facade has enhanced the entire Franklin Street corridor and has been shown already during National Buffalo Bills games, putting our community in a new light. At the same time, a newly reconfigured door entry and improved lobby logistics improve visitors' experiences from the moment they walk through the door. It's brighter, warmer, more welcoming, and more functional. Tour groups are noticing it, and they are booking conferences. Conferences are up, including a July convention that we will all want to check out, and I know these two visitors will as well, the upcoming American Cheese Society National Conference. Two of the biggest cheese connoisseurs on the planet. For those of you who don't know, that's Wallace and Gromit. Speaking of cheese, agriculture is essential to the county's economy. We have been working to raise the profile of local growers and producers while protecting vital farmland for the future. As such, earlier this month, our Department of Environment and Planning held a series of public forums centered on updating the county's agriculture and farmland protection plan. I have to stop. The existing plan was completed in 2012 and must be updated to address the challenges of 24 and beyond. This will give our farming community the local support and structure they need. In our community's business districts, small businesses are experiencing increased sales thanks to my administration's storefront revitalization program. This program invests $15 million in local small businesses to renovate and redesign their storefronts. Work that they may not have been able to do otherwise. With grants of up to $40,000, hundreds of local businesses have brightened and improved their storefronts and are putting their best foot forward, beautifying business districts across the county and creating more sales tax revenue. The results are incredible. There's the before and there's the after. I've spoken to many small business owners thrilled with the work and thankful for the boosts. They were hard-pressed during the days of the COVID-19 pandemic, and this is just one way we are helping them to recover and build back better for the future. Speaking of building back better, our Renew plan has invested nearly $90 million of American Rescue Plan assistance and $30 million from the county surplus to increase our workforce and invest in our neighborhoods. One such Renew plan success story has been the Erie County Healthcare Careers Grant Program, which assists residents in furthering their education in a healthcare field, addressing their childcare and transportation costs as well. I'm proud to say 559 residents have participated or are currently enrolled in the program, 118 of whom have currently full-time employment in their chosen healthcare field. This program is helping to meet the exceptional demand for more healthcare workers in our county. Additionally, the program is so successful that the Biden administration highlighted it as a best practice for local governments during a recent workforce development summit. Thank you to our partners, Jackie Hall of the Workforce Investment Board, LaVon Stevens of the Workforce Development Consortium, Marie Cannon and your team at the Department of Social Services for your continued support and advocacy for this important program, as well as the Biden administration for investing in communities nationwide through the American Rescue Plan. Thank you all. Erie County is moving forward in all sectors with initiatives that will strengthen, connect, and prepare us for the future. But there is more to come. For decades, Erie County has borne millions of dollars in extra costs associated with defending individuals charged with crimes who cannot afford an attorney. In societies founded on principles of justice and equality, the right to fundamental counsel is fundamental. Yet it remains inaccessible to many due to financial constraints. It's a constitutional right that the county takes very seriously. However, no county office provides such a defense. Instead, for decades, the county has outsourced this critical work to external agencies who offer this mandated service. At the same time, New York counties that have an established public defender's office, like Monroe and Albany County, can directly oversee this critical service while taking advantage of state aid and other grants to subsidize it. Due to new state mandates, Erie County will spend nearly $40 million on indigent defense this year. Just down the thruway, Monroe County spent $9.3 million in their local share for the public defender's office last year. We often hear about how the private sector can provide a service at a lower cost than the government. However, providing legal defense services appears not to be one such area. With that in mind, I am establishing a working group to research, plan, and lay the groundwork to create an Erie County Public Defender's Office. While establishing this office will be an enormously complex task, it will serve three goals. First, it will improve the quality of public defense in Erie County by having dedicated full-time public defenders doing the work. It will, second, provide much-needed oversight to the other indigent defense agencies that exist, and it will find efficiencies to save taxpayer dollars. This move could eventually save millions of dollars annually for the county while providing the legal counsel that all Americans are entitled to. Moreover, a robust public defender's office plays a crucial role in promoting social justice and equity within communities by addressing systemic disparities in the administration of justice. Public defenders not only navigate legal proceedings, but also connect clients with vital social services, mental health resources, and rehabilitative programs, thereby addressing the underlying factors contributing to their clients' criminal justice system involvement. This way, we can work to decrease recidivism, improve outcomes for individuals in the justice system, and better serve our residents more cost-effectively. I look forward to working with members of the legal community and legislature to see this goal come to fruition. While we examine ways to save money and provide better service in the handling of public defense, we will revisit an idea I called for as county comptroller, creating a countywide system of property assessment. The current assessment system in Erie County is a hodgepodge approach that results in property assessments swinging wildly between municipalities. Evaluations are performed by a small group of often overworked individuals who work independently of each other on their tasks. Some municipalities have not reassessed properties in decades, while others are more current, giving a distorted picture of property values in Erie County. This also results in the state mandating the implementation of an equalization system that truly no citizen understands, and most elected officials don't either. This balkanized system creates unfairness across the county, resulting in some property owners paying more than they should, essentially underwriting other property owners. This is partially related to the recent homeowner frustrations we have witnessed across the county. Additionally, Erie County has more assessing units than many states do, proving it can be done more cost-effectively. By establishing an Erie County Assessor's Office like Tompkins and Nassau County already have, we can bring a much-needed solution to this maze by streamlining property assessment processes, promoting fairness, and enhancing transparency in valuations countywide. Consolidating assessment functions under a single countywide authority will eliminate duplicative efforts, reduce administrative costs, and ensure consistency in property valuations. It will also eliminate one of the key reasons why municipalities don't reassess regularly. Local officials are afraid of the community pushback to reassessments, even though the New York State equalization process does lead to annual changes in home value for taxing purposes. Reassessment of properties does not mean tax levies are raised. Instead, it ensures an equitable redistribution of the property tax among all. It is high time that we had a countywide assessor's office to improve fairness, equity, and accuracy. Let's all work together to make it happen. We make history daily as we build a better Erie County for the future. Our community is a historic place. Erie County recently celebrated its bicentennial, and several other notable anniversaries are on the horizon. The Erie Canal will celebrate its bicentennial next year. The United States will celebrate its 250th birthday in 2026. And the city of Buffalo will celebrate its bicentennial in 2032. These are all noteworthy historical events and undoubtedly will spawn numerous commemorations around the area. To help better prepare for these historical events, I will create and impanel a new Erie County Historical Commission to plan and coordinate a diverse range of activities, such as exhibits, lectures, and other events, to engage residents and visitors in celebrating and learning about our shared history. Composed of volunteers, the Commission will offer guidance and support to event organizers to ensure that these historical events are presented in a meaningful and impactful manner that resonates with audiences of all ages and background. The first task I will ask of the Commission is to assist local educators in preparing for September 17th, Constitution Day, also known as Citizenship Day. This day commemorates the September 17th, 1787 signing of the Constitution. Every educational institution that receives federal funding is required to hold an educational program about the Constitution on that day. The Commission will assist local educators by preparing age-appropriate materials for schools, thereby teaching our young about the Constitution and engaging them to be more civic-minded at a time when it is clearly needed. Our local and national history is rich and diverse. Everyone can enjoy it. Impaneling Historical Commission ensures that all avenues of enjoyment are pursued. I just wish he enjoyed his visit to Buffalo more. To better protect our natural assets and to give our youth more job and career opportunities, we will create Erie Corps, a project similar in spirit to the Civilian Conservation Corps created by President Franklin Roosevelt as part of his New Deal. FDR's CCC was designed to supply jobs for young men and help families during the Great Depression. CCC workers conserved and developed natural resources in rural lands owned by federal, state, and local governments, including Chestnut Ridge Park and the county's forests. Our Erie Corps will create seasonal jobs for 18 to 22-year-old county residents living at less than 200% of the federal poverty level. They will work on various projects throughout our park system, implementing both the Parks Master Plan and the recently announced Erie County Community Action Plan, among others. Thanks to funding from the WIB and the Department of Social Services Youth Program funding, Erie Corps will provide a career path in environmental and conservation efforts and include paid training. This is another way we invest in our young people while moving Erie County forward. I thank Parks Commissioner Troy Schinzel and AFSCME Local 1095 for working to make Erie Corps a reality. A resolution to launch this program will be introduced to the legislature tomorrow. Thank you. Along with these efforts to create a better prepared and more resilient community, we are working in numerous other ways to grow our workforce and keep Erie County on the path to a prosperous future. While the unemployment rate is low in Erie County, as our community has grown, so has the needs of our construction agency, and good paying jobs are plentiful. Building trades jobs and large projects like the Bill Stadium and the wastewater treatment facility are available today. We want local workers to fill them, earning wages that will stay in Erie County. To get more local individuals employed in construction, we will continue to work with legislator Howard Johnson and our Buffalo Building Trades Council on career recruitment events for the building trades. Recruiting individuals into the building trades provides stable, well-paying employment that can serve as a pathway out of poverty. By offering training programs and apprenticeships in the building trades, individuals from disadvantaged communities can acquire valuable skills in high demand in the construction industry. This is a win-win idea that will put more people to work in good-paying jobs while helping to fill available construction jobs. And I thank Legislator Johnson and the Buffalo Building Trades for working with us to make it happen. Thank you all. In 2023, we distributed over 100 life-saving AEDs to youth sports organizations, churches, community centers, and other groups so that they may have these devices in moments of need. We are planning on expanding that effort this year. Through the Citizen CPR Foundation, we will apply for the American Heart Association's HeartSafe Community Certification. This program is designed to improve sudden cardiac arrest outcomes by implementing training, preparation, and response protocols. There are currently over 600 HeartSafe communities across the U.S., and we will join that list as we work with community partners such as the Bills Foundation, Highmark, and others to protect public health and safety. Erie County will be at the forefront of the local push to safeguard public health. Another area where Erie County can be a leader statewide is shifting away from fossil fuels to alternative energy. In 2024, we will begin a pilot program to shift our heavy-duty diesel vehicles from petroleum diesel to renewable diesel. Renewable diesel is not biodiesel. It is a second-generation biofuel that is refined to be chemically identical to regular diesel and avoids the issues that biodiesel is prone to have in cold weather. Renewable diesel can cut life cycle carbon emissions by up to 90% and overall life cycle greenhouse gas emissions by 65% versus fossil fuel diesel. In our transition to a decarbonized future, electric vehicles currently lack the range, charging, and performance power required for heavy-duty applications like snow plowing, and this is where renewable diesel can be a game changer. Additionally, renewable diesel can be made from various sources, such as soybeans and fryer grease. Right now, there are counties across Erie County collecting fryer oil used for making fries, chicken wings, pizza logs, chicken fingers, you name it, to turn it into renewable diesel. That means that chicken wings will literally power our Erie County snowplows. States like New Mexico, Washington, and California have already transitioned heavy-duty vehicles to renewable diesel, but they can't say chicken wings power their trucks. We led local governments in meeting the goals of the Paris Climate Accords, and Erie County will be at the forefront once again in creating a greener, cleaner environment through our transition to renewable diesel. Not too long ago, I was honored to deliver my fourth inaugural address at the Buffalo Convention Center. Central to its theme was the concept of good government working for its true bosses, the people. Good government is characterized by transparency, accountability, and responsiveness to the needs of its citizens. It operates with integrity, fostering trust and confidence among the populace, and is committed to upholding the rule of law and protecting fundamental rights and freedoms. My administration has promoted good government throughout my time in office. The results show that Erie County is better off than it was by almost every metric, and we continue to improve. This was all possible because people voted for a government that worked for them. They put their faith in the leaders of county government to do the right thing, govern appropriately, and create a community that is fair, equitable, and accessible to all. If we want that to continue, we all have a role. Wave is it this year. Twisted extremist ideologies gather and grow today right here in Erie County as they do across America. For example, earlier this month, a Lancaster man was charged with two felony counts of making a terrorist threat and two misdemeanor counts of aggravated harassment for threatening to kill Attorney General Letitia James and Judge Arthur Engoron unless they drop the case presently pending against the former president. And just in the last week, he pleaded guilty. As I noted during my inaugural, only Franklin County, Ohio, had more individuals charged with a January 6th insurrection crime than Erie County. None of this should happen in a democracy. It certainly should not happen in our community. But it is, due to the spread of disinformation across traditional media, social media, and the internet, but especially social media. Friends, social media is not real. It does not represent the true will of the people. If what you read on social media last year truly represented what a majority of county residents believe, I would not be standing here today delivering this address. My opponent would be. To quote President Obama, democracy is not a spectator sport. We must all understand the urgency of the task before us if a republic is to survive and the promise of the coming days to flourish. The future is ours if we are brave and strong enough to claim it. There are many ways to do so, from joining community organizations, to running for office, to just making your voice heard by rebutting the lies that are being spread by too many of our fellow citizens. Talk to people about the promise and potential our community and country have, not the poison spread by others. Remind them our nation has faced difficult times and has come out stronger. Let people see that you believe in a common good, a shared future that includes people of all colors, creeds, ages, and abilities, a community we are proud to call the New Buffalo, the New Erie County. The next generation is watching, seeing how we respond to the issues of our time and what type of community and country we leave to them. Erie County is undoubtedly in much better shape than when we inherited it. The state of Erie County is strong, but all of that won't matter if the bedrock democratic principles of our nation are tossed aside and the rule of law is ignored by our fellow citizens. This is not a time of inaction, of dismissing the general peril at our doorstep. Instead, it must be a time of common purpose to strengthen the democratic values and institutions that tie us together as Americans. As your county executive, I promise to you, I will do precisely that. And I ask you all to do the same. Thank you for joining me here today at our world-class, famous AKG Art Museum. Thank you again to Yanni Seren and the entire team for his hospitality. May God bless and keep our county and country safe. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Karen Gambino, one more time. Thank you all. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.